This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
We have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just hit me on the head.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
In bustling cities and remote villages, in the United States and around the world, orphan children cried for their parents in 1918. People of all cultures struggled with the same terrible threat. And within a matter of months, as many as 50 million would be dead. In the United States, the death toll reached 675,000, five times the number of U.S. soldiers killed in World War I. What was that deadly threat?
I'd say it was the panicked broadcast media of 2018 and 2017. The flu season that would end all flu seasons is back every year. Since the Robert Scott Bell Show has been on the air, we have had to counter flu and flu shot propaganda nonsense extraordinaire. And this year's, well, I'd almost say it's no different, Super Don, but it is a little different because they're a little bit more overt in playing the death angle and specifically the 100 years angle, because of course 1918, they talk about the pandemic flu of 1918, and now we're at 2018. So it's obviously got to come back this year because, my gosh, the flu virus, they have a clock, a century clock, and they know just when to strike in the same way they did apparently 100 years ago. And I'm calling BS on it. Once again, they have not convinced me. No, they have not convinced me even this year. With the fear-mongering and scaremongering going on, Super D, I am not backing down.
No.
These are lies. These are scams. They are desperate to sell their flu shots. They are desperate to utilize all that has been purchased by taxpayer dollar through the CDC and elsewhere. And it is as big a scam as every year I've been covering this. Now, Super D, does this mean that no one ever dies from something they call flu? No, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I've ever said.
Oh, so you're not a flu denialist?
Correct. What shall I say then? Am I a 1918 pandemic flu denialist? I could be, because I could argue that they don't know or they pretend not to know what really happened in 1918 when hundreds of thousands of people died. And we've gone through this each and every year, at least once during flu shot season, to remind our listeners and now our viewers through YouTube that they are scamming you, they are scamming your grandma and grandpa, perhaps your mom and dad, perhaps your kids or grandkids, depending on their age. And I don't want them to be scammed because, you know, the flu shot is, in my mind, one of the leading causes of Alzheimer's and dementia due to the fact that the preponderance of them still contain mercury, the aerosol. But even if they don't, they contain less of it, and that's still too much of it. But let's back up and look at 100 years ago briefly, because the New Scientist magazine is calling the 2018 the year of the flu, because this influenza outbreak, according to this article by David Ferguson at Raw Story, shows signs of being the most lethal and severe since 1918 great influenza pandemic. They say it killed a third of the world's, well, it infected a third of the world's population and killed between 20 and 50 million people. Right? So that's the big scary that they always trot out, this time a little bit more overtly because, again, 100 years. And I'm not to say here that 100 years after something happens, we shouldn't be alert or vigilant. Because in 2010, something disastrous happened that was preceded by something even more disastrous that precipitated it 100 years earlier. Y'all read Unlock the Power to Heal? The Flexner Report of 1910 precipitated 100 years down the road Obamacare, the mandated participation in the allopathic medical monopoly death cult. You couldn't escape unless you understood that there is no mandated enslavement. Mandated, I shall say. Don't pretend it is, but I will leave that aside for another discussion, perhaps next hour with Ty Bollinger. This 100-year anniversary of the 1918 influenza is, how are they playing it up? Let's go to a couple of stories here. One, local 21-year-old dies of flu complications. Here's the classic case. Now, it's a tragedy. I'm sad for Kyler Bauman and his family. They've lost the 21-year-old. Yet the way they portray this young guy, he was a studly athlete. He's fit as a fiddle. And you see a picture of this guy. And I don't know. Look, I've got the trained eye of a homeopath. Super Don, you have the trained eye of a bodybuilder from your past. Yeah. What do you notice about the picture of this strapping, young, healthy 21-year-old boy that died due to what they're claiming is influenza this year?
Well, it's unnatural. Let's just put it that way. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not completely impossible. I mean, it does happen. But just at first glance, without knowing anything about the guy, it does appear that there could have been some, steroids, some type of enhancement going on there that caused him to become that big and that ripped.
This is an extraordinary, if you look at this guy, I mean, it's like a young Arnold Schwarzenegger in a sense, at competition days. And it is not a natural physique, in my opinion. Plus, if you look under his eyes, you can see the puffiness, if you will. I can't tell if it's a darkness because it's in shadow. But there's a lot of indication that this young man had liver congestion, more than the typical liver congestion. And if you're on steroids, that's going to play havoc on your liver. And that means your ability to respond, or even in post-response from immune system response to the flu, your ability to clear the debris from an immune battle is severely curtailed or limited. And that can make you vulnerable. Now, it says nothing about his health history, medical history, other than, well, he's fit, he's an athlete. Well, clearly he's a bodybuilder. We don't know anything about his past history of medication use, antibiotic use, inhalers. We don't know anything about pre-existing conditions. They conveniently not mention anything because they want the perception to rein into reality. That is, the healthiest among us, the absolute healthiest among us, could die. So you're not as healthy as this kid. You should be very afraid, and therefore you should get a flu shot that may work 10 to 15% of the time. And considering that the amount of flu is about 10 to 15% of the total numbers that they actually claim, perhaps, the idea that a flu shot is going to prevent you from dying from a non-flu or flu or flu-like symptoms, in fact, I would argue that it would more likely contribute to your death, because you're injecting toxic poisons that don't belong in the human body, particularly if you're injecting them. You can ingest some things that will be bound up and carried right through the GI tract if you have a healthy, intact microbiome. But you bypass that via injection, you are setting yourself up for an immunological and excretory disaster. And Superdon, I recognize I'm being very serious about this, and I think I have to cut through the propaganda that's flowing so heavy. It's like, I feel like that, that urgency about this message. And that's why I'm like laser focused in trying to communicate this. So I hope I am getting it through.
Our goal is to take what's going on in the media and, what's, hot and trending, and, either acknowledge it, agree with it, or disagree with it and tell you why. And when you come up, if you remember this morning, when we were kind of doing some preliminary discussion about what's going on in the news, mm-hmm. I found, as I was going through the news, 5, 6, 7 different headlines that are all talking about the flu. There's the people dying in the emergency rooms. And, oh, my goodness. The sky is falling. Everybody run. You're going to die. Yeah, and it's big in the news. And every time that there is somebody who unfortunately passes, if they can link it to the flu in any way whatsoever, they do.
Yeah,
and they may, it becomes a headline.
Let me show you the other problem with the overemphasis on influenza as a cause of mortality or just ailments and illnesses of the winter months in the Northern Hemisphere. Here's a story about a California girl who died, and it wasn't due to the flu. In fact, it was the wrong diagnosis of influenza that may have got her killed. They say she succumbed to a deadly infection that was misdiagnosed as flu. So if you're basically taught by the CDC every year, look for flu, anything flu-like, just assume it's flu. How many cases of other issues that you could have addressed, even in your allopathic limited awareness way, might have saved this girl's life, right? I'm not a big proponent of antibiotics, but what if this was a bacterial infection where apparently it may have indeed been? And she died from it because they thought, well, it's the flu. It's flu-like symptoms. Did they take the test? Did she get a test? Was it a positive, a false positive? Was it even done? As we know, most of these cases are never even analyzed to the level of validating the presence of influenza viruses. So Alyssa Joyce Alcarez, 12-year-old girl from Tulare, California. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Died December 17th, last month, 2017, due to a fatal blood infection misdiagnosed by doctors as flu. So, the overemphasis, the craziness, the propagandizing on flu could have the opposite impact. And yet we have Scott Gottlieb at the FDA saying, oh my gosh, people who use homeopathy might not get the right kind of medicine and they might die, therefore homeopathy is dangerous. Look, your propaganda at the FDA CDC level is causing doctors to diagnose everything as flu, even without validation, and miss, in this case, a deadly blood infection. And in fact, I think the kid who died of flu didn't technically die of flu, but also had some sort of blood sepsis, massive overwhelming ability of his body to respond. And I'm telling you that each and every time, and they'll say, well, even healthy people died in the 1918 influenza, Spanish influenza, it is because their excretory pathways have been congested, and there's a lot of things that went on then. There's also the aspirin factor. The cessation, the stopping of proper inflammatory cascades along with the excretory pathways that are compromised when you take just about any allopathic medicine to relieve your suffering. But the ultimate relief of your suffering should not be the termination of your body, as in many cases allopathic medicine is contributing to. Third, second, or first leading cause of death? Don't let this flu season be the first leading cause of death.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll try to lighten it up sometime tonight. The Ty Bollinger, he always makes me smile. I think we'll get there. But the seriousness of the opening cannot be overstated about counteracting the flu shot propaganda that's going on this year. I don't want you to be a victim of that. I don't want you to be vulnerable to the powers of the Church of Pharmaceutical Mysticism. Their wizards are waving their wands, telling you, my gosh, you got to go get the flu shot. And in fact, it's not enough. It's not enough if you get the flu. It's not enough to worry about your kids getting the flu. But now we got to worry about Sparky getting the flu as well. Yes, it's right. They're promoting a new agenda called the dog flu. Are we making this up, Superdon? Because this has got to be ridiculous. This is like we're going to ridiculous levels. No, it's the dog flu.
It's called the canine flu, and I mean it's a real thing. I mean I've heard of it before.
Okay.
But you know they're pushing for you need to go out and get your dog vaccinated.
So, are they saying it's the worst ever?
It's bad. It's bad. But you know it's just weird timing. You know, so we've got everybody riled up over flu, right? So let's, hey, you know what? We need to sell some more of these dog vaccines. We'll get, all right, dog flu. Yeah, you can get yours, and when you get yours, go get one for your dog, too. Now, nobody wants their dog to die, obviously. But I guess they've got this new dog vaccine now, dog flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
It's the new and improved dog
flu vaccine. It says it's H3N2 and H5N8 killed virus. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's got mercury in it or not. We didn't see the insert on this thing.
No.
But it's the same scenario, folks. You can actually do homeoprophylaxis. We've talked about Dr. King's multi-strain flu relief formula, and it contains many different variations of the flu virus in homeopathic forms because you're not limited to three. And if you're really concerned about influenza and your proper response, you can sensitize the immune system with homeopathy. And as I said, the remedies in homeopathy available to you and your dog can reduce the intensity of the symptom and duration. And folks, if you have a fever, you do not want to suppress the fever unless it's dangerously high. Now, we'll have to get one of our veterinary friends on here to talk about what's dangerously high for a dog. I know for a human, I'm not concerned with a 103.5, for instance, in a child. That's a good, powerful fever. Even a 104, I mean, if you're realistic about this, it can be a very powerful response and one that strengthens the immune system of your child. And you can also do homeopathic belladonna or homeopathic phosphorus with fever or a combination formula of those and other things to safely reduce the fever without suppressing the immune response necessary. There are things that you can do outside of what the dunderheaded medical mafia, mainstream media, conflicted with pharmaceutical interests that are not your own. And unfortunately, you know, we're one of the few voices in the wilderness here that doesn't actually sell a product, right? So it's not like I'm selling you something I have. Here, buy this from me. No, I'm just giving you this information. You can go to your local health food store, which I would love you to do, or you can support some of the online retailers that are actually, you know, purveyors of these good remedies and the whole food nutrients, nutrition that we talk about here. So it's not me saying, oh, I want dogs to die of the dog flu. Did you hear Robert? He hates dogs. No! I want your dog to be, I want your cat to, I want them all to be well. But I want them to genuinely be well, not suppressing them into other diseases, ailments, chronic ailments that are devastating ultimately in this
regard.
Where's
the cat flu, I wonder?
What's that? The cat, do we have a cat flu? I haven't heard about the cat flu. I'm glad you threw the Scooby-Doo flu. The Scooby-Doo flew into there. I know we used to have a bird flu alert. Just in case this could be a bird flu variation, I better play that real quick.
You're a googly moogly.
I don't know what more we can do here, folks. I don't know what more we can do. I'm just trying to help you through, navigate the flu propaganda, the flu shot propaganda. Did I miss anything? Were there any other? Oh, we used to have the seal flu. Did you ever find that one?
Yeah, I think that's in there too. There was a seal flu there one time after. I think it was after the bird flu. They tried to do the seal flu.
Oh, okay. Did they? I got to see if I have it here. Hold on, because if it's here, I want you to know about it. Yes, you do remember. They were swimming up from Martha's Vineyard, landing in Boston to infect Tom Brady in time for the next football game. The seal flu.
Oh man, can't do that.
I know that would be horrible. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We got questions of the day coming up next. Looks like an Alzheimer's question, an acid reflux question. Then we've got the best moment of duh for 2018. I don't know if we'll be able to top this one. I'm not kidding. We should have Paul Barrichello back on this one, but it's a great moment of duh. You don't want to miss it. Also, Ty Bollinger, outside the box. What is constitutional carry? We'll talk about it as well. Go to RobertScottBell.com. Links are up in the show notes.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Barrichello from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we've gotten over the fear of flu and the appropriate fear of flu shots, which if it can keep you and your kids away from them, you'll be much healthier. I didn't mention silver hydrosol. I think we talked about it last night a little bit with the new book, Get Off Your Acid, by Dr. Daryl Joffrey, because I contributed information about silver in that book as a option for immune function and such. And that's another thing, yes, you can do, because the ions are indeed virostatic. If it's a viral infection, flood the body with the silver. You can nebulize. We'll get into talking about that a little later in the show. in a lot of different ways. But again, keep those pathways of elimination wide open. Your kids, they got a fever, homeopathic belladonna. You're a little older, you got a fever, homeopathic phosphorus, or you can get combination remedies. There are things you can do to suppress, not really suppress, but reduce to a safe level if you feel like it's dangerously high. And in fact, the same remedies will elevate a fever that needs to be elevated, so you're helping the immune system to achieve what it needs to do to burn out the bad guys, so to speak. And you end up stronger, not weaker on the other side. That's the difference. When you suppress the immune function, you feel, oh, I feel great. I took some Theraflu, whatever that is. And you've actually suppressed your immune response, you can end up going into chronic disease states. Or you're more likely to suffer with secondary complications post whatever infection you had, including the lung issue, which is why we need to look at nebulizing, which is why we need to look at liver kidney congestion, so we don't go down that road. So, with that, Superdon, do you have anything to add before we get into answering some questions today?
No. How about we do a question of the day?
Okay.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right. The humble homeopath with an occasional bad attitude is in. I'll see what I can do to be polite with these questions of the day. And I'll throw one in with Ty Bollinger a little later. Question of the day. Hi, RSB. I have some questions. This is coming from Nikki. I hope this isn't one of those, I have a corn here, help. No. Does she remember our complaints about the old people that would call up on the show when we first started?
Yeah. Oh, right. There's some stories we have, too, of some of when I first got started with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it happened before that you know, yeah. You'd have call in and, oh, some of the stuff they talked about were... Well, let's just put it this way. They are uncomfortable and awkward things to talk about, but they're very real-world problems that people suffer from. But, mm-hmm. you know, it'd be one of those things somebody would call in, they'd be, oh, my thing is bleeding and blah, blah, blah. And it'd be like, you know, mm-hmm. do we really want to talk about this on the radio? But, you know, we got to help these people, right?
Yeah, I remember we had like an old people colony in Lake Charles, Louisiana, that they would call. Every week they'd probably gather around the old folks home and call in. All these questions about, I'm on this drug, I don't want to be... I'm like,
I can't
you know, listen,
poop.
I give you props for wanting to be off the drug, but dude, come on. And, of course, so the show's evolved since then. But it doesn't mean we ignore questions. We love when you submit questions.
We'll take those questions if you have them. Don't feel like you can't ask a question, because we will
and
do
course,
our best answer.
The main difference between corns in the 90s and corns in the 2000s is now they're GMO. You don't want a GMO corn. You never want a GMO corn.
Okay.
So. All right. I've been taking beta-1 3D glucan, selenium, and silica quite religiously, Nikki says. The amounts change sometimes, but I try to take at least 6 selenium. That's 300 micrograms a day. Okay, they're 50 micrograms each. And 6 silica daily. That's half of the loading dose. Which, if you're not needing to do loading, that's fine. I also have been taking an 8th response iron, the iron response, because I have been donating blood. Okay. Lately, I have been experiencing a lot of acid reflux. I was wondering if it could be from the beta 1. No, that doesn't cause reflux. I can tell you that. No, I'm not concerned about that. Otherwise, I thought I heard Super Don mention last week something about his coffee in the morning starting to irritate him. If that ever happened, Superdon, would you admit that to me? Your morning coffee was irritating.
No, I think the conversation was about too much coffee, but it wasn't giving me acid reflux.
Okay.
You know, I was just over caffeinated, which, you know, makes you kind of lightheaded, and you know, you can get a headache from it, but it wasn't causing acid reflux.
You become punchy McStuffins like I do, but for
sometimes
reasons,
yeah
right yeah
sometimes
well I mean the coffee can be an irritant. It's high in purine. It is an acidic substance as far as I recognize in pH. So if it's inappropriate for what's going on down there, given the reflux. But I see reflux more or less as a mineral deficiency, and there are other minerals, particularly magnesium, that comes to mind whenever I see a reflux situation. Oftentimes not enough acid being produced by the stomach, interestingly enough. Nikki says she drinks coffee every morning, but it's not the good kind. So I know I should look for some organic. Yes, you should, as should Super Don. I don't like just regular black coffee, she says, though. I have to... What?
Me either.
You don't like black coffee?
No, yuck.
I have to have it sugared up, she says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least you can get some organic non-GMO sugar in the raw. We've talked about that. Make it cleaner and make your coffee cleaner. Make your water cleaner, right?
All right.
Could this start to cause? Yes, that could be a situation. Sugar can impact the digestive system in that way. If you can tolerate, I know some people can't stand it, stevia, but I've got my tea here. I've got hawthorn berry and yerba mate. Those of you watching on YouTube, I'm holding up my cup. And what did I do? I poured some organic stevia in it. I've got to replant stevia. Didn't like the cold weather recently, so I've got to start it again. But I utilize that with great success. I've been doing that for many, many years. Let's see. Could this start? I bought some innate. Oh, by the way. I bought some innate response chromium. She says, but I haven't tried to incorporate it yet. Why not? What are you waiting for? The chromium, of course, addresses blood sugar, but it also addresses just energy utilization. It addresses liver issues. And if the liver's congested, that can also result in symptoms that mimic reflux. So the selenium is good. You can always up it beyond 300 micrograms. Sometimes you need to go 4, 5, 6, 7, or 8. Particularly if you're surrounded by a lot of sick people and you're potentially vulnerable, up that selenium, okay? Up that selenium. Does everyone need to take chromium? I think yes. At this point in time, the big three we talk about, selenium, chromium, and silica, are a big fat yes. And I say good fat because that's all we're all about here, good fat, healthy fat, but even healthy saturated fat. But the chromium is so important because, as we find with all of these three minerals, they're deficient in the soils, they're deficient in the food grown in those soils if they're not processed out before they get to your mouth. So yes, I think so. And even if it's just one chromium a day, because maybe you have no diabetes, pre-diabetes, or hypoglycemia, right? Take one a day. It's only going to help with your liver. And another side benefit is that it elevates HDL, high-density lipoproteins, the so-called good cholesterol by your dunderheaded doctors. So let's see. I don't ever get acid reflux, so I'm just trying to figure out what the heck is causing it because it's really starting to bother me. Yeah, I had it for much of my young life.
Well, you know, and there's a lot of details there. You almost, in a situation like this, you have to kind of reverse engineer or take, retrace your steps, right?
Sure.
I wasn't getting acid reflux a month ago.
Right.
What am I doing different now? Is it only after you've drank the coffee? And is that why you think maybe the coffee might have something to do with it? Have you tried not drinking coffee in the morning and maybe, as hard as I know that may be, and trying something else and see, you kind of have to, do a little bit of research.
Have you tried switching to organic coffee again when we talk about that? I mean, these little things, you think they're little, but they could be really, really big. Also, apple cider vinegar. Some people will just do a shot apple cider vinegar. And they go, wow, it goes away. Nikki says she also bought some canned Jess tea that not a doc talks about, but I'm chicken to try it. What? Why? Is there something you said
it
about
has kind of a bad. It does have a bad reputation as far as, the taste goes.
The taste of it. Okay, listen.
Yes.
Listen. Put some stevia in it, okay? You'll be fine. Warm it up. Yeah, absolutely try it. It'll correct if you, like Superdon says, you just eliminate one thing and it goes away, you'll know, I'm intolerant to that, okay?
Right.
You add some magnesium into the mix, the innate magnesium or the megafood magnesium, and it goes away. You'll know that's it, right? But if none of those things are addressing it, then the canned Jess tea will, okay? There's some homeopathic remedies too you can do. Nikki, let us know if there's more you need to know. This next one's coming from Dana. Dana, she says, my mother has Alzheimer's and she is taking Namenda for the last 16 years. 16 years on a medication and several other medicines, including an antidepressant, of course. She's not doing good at all, Dana says. I believe she is in the last stage, sleeping more and eating much less of what she usually used to eat. Well, I'm so sorry for your mother, drifting in this way. I feel for you, and I've talked to more people about this than ever, so you're not alone. Dana says, the best that I have seen her was when she was doing DHEA. That's a dietary supplement hormonal precursor, once a day. Pregnenolone, another dietary supplement once a day. It's a grape extract, I think. Three times daily, and she was doing it. Antioxidant, yes. Pregnenolone can be used that way as well. Do the above meds, are they natural or man-made? Well, they're man-made, but they're not toxic per se like the drugs that your mom is on. But it's also not necessarily the total solution, as you've seen, if she's been on it and the drugs and still gotten worse. Any suggestions or I want to know if there's anything better than you can suggest. Well, Dana, this is the theme of 2018, isn't it? How do we address dementia and Alzheimer's? We recognize that in most every case there are heavy metals present, mercury, cadmium, arsenic, lead, aluminum, which necessitates the counterbalancing with a lot more selenium. And in your mother's case, if you can get 800 micrograms in her a day, of course, that's all, you know, 6 is 300, that's 12, that's 14. 14 or 16 selenium a day. I know it's a lot, but it's a small price to pay. If she's willing to do it, you get it in her and you start seeing her come back. We also know that the essential fatty acids, the omega-3s, the saturated fats, the coconut oils, the medium-chain triglycerides, in conjunction with CBD, is quite profound in the impact on brain and neurological health, prevention, and regeneration. So I would definitely get her on some CBD. Again, I don't know. You say it's too late. I don't know if it's too late. She's still breathing. Give it a go. My biggest concern, of course, long-term, is toxicity from the drugs she's been on, which compounds the initial liver congestion due to the selenium deficiency. The selenium had been pushed out by what? The heavy metals. And the fact that it's probably not present in a lot of the foods that she's been eating for a long time. Hydration. You want to supercharge your selenium and all your antioxidants? Use the ultimate antioxidant. It's called hydrogen. Paul Bertero, our good buddy, talks about it. You can download the free ebook. If you have not done so, Dana, yet, go to robertscottbell.com. Link through, you'll see a banner. Or go directly to robertswater.com. You can download the entire free ebook on hydrogen, and you can get the ecosystem. Installation is included in your home or wherever your mother is, and start chugging some hydrogen water as well. All right, lots more healing to go, but a major league moment of duh first.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day!
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Robert Scott Bell Show. I feel like we've done enough tonight, Super Don. I mean, I can just like turn it over to you. And
are you
and you
worn out already?
No, it's not that I'm worn out. I'm like, dude, I don't want to give too much, you know, away, right? It's like, dude, he just gave, you know, first three segments of the show, and like, what more is there, right? Too
well,
much.
this is a healing ministry, so.
Oh, you had to call me out on that. Now I'm going to have to keep going. Okay. Right. He knows this. Super Don knows how to sucker punch me. If I'm thinking
there
I'm reluctant to keep going, he's like, well, remember, you said it's a healing ministry.
We're on a mission from God. You said
yep.
so.
I said so, indeed, indeed. And, of course, it's one of my favorite you know, themes that you had done over all those years ago. You know, the, what is it called, the Blues Brothers theme?
Yep.
Yeah. So we'll have to pull that out once again soon. All right. So real quick, as far as announcements go, again, an upcoming lecture at the Health Basket, Central Florida. Go look up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, Saturday, February 3rd. Primary focus is CBD and neurological degradation diseases. Or let's talk about healthy neurological function, right? Because you're not allowed to talk about diseases in a health food store. Is anybody over suppression of freedom of speech? I mean, if you recognize, like I do, that everything you do is a spiritual event. Everything, I mean, it's all spiritual. We've been convinced that, oh, yeah, there's spirituality, but it only happens once a week when you go to your house of worship. No. In fact, some of the least spiritual things happen there. I'm not saying don't go there because there's good things that happen there too, but I'm just saying anywhere is potentially a spiritual event. Anywhere and everywhere, at any moment, any time, no matter where you are. So don't relegate it to just within the four walls of a church, synagogue, or mosque. That's all I'm saying here. And when you recognize that all of your life is a spiritual event, you begin to see that freedom, that suppression of freedom, it violates, every bit of it, violates what you call the First Amendment protected rights, right? They're not given to you by government, but they are acknowledged as rights that are given to you by virtue of your birth, and the government shall not infringe upon them. And so as you move through life and you find, well, I can't say that because the government says I can't say that, you begin to say, my gosh, as long as I'm not harming another or deceiving another, right, fraudulently, or coercing or forcing another to do something with what I'm doing, there should be no restrictions. My gosh, God gave me the permission to say all of this stuff. Government says, oh, no, you can't say that. Really, who are you, God or government? And if you're government, you shut your pie hole. I'm not interested. I'm not asking for permission, and none of you should ask for permission where it's not required either. Unless you're still a kid at home with mom and dad, then you better darn ask for permission. I'm just saying. Yeah, I know you're 18. You still live here, and you're not paying rent. Wait, I'm sorry, I got off on a tangent there. What was that?
All right. How about we do the official very first moment of duh of 2018?
Yeah, let's do it. It's like one of those things that you find that you're like, man, I can't believe somebody paid for this scientific revelation. So it has to be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dough?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh brought to you by... Dehydration is actually bad for cancer patients, too. All right? Not kidding.
This is great.
Greatest moment of duh headline perhaps ever. Cancer patients given fluids live longer. And we were somehow under this wrong-headed impression if we would just dehydrate these cancer patients, they would last. They wouldn't.
Now, some of you may be thinking we are like oversimplifying this to try and make it funny. We're not. They actually did this study. The Royal Surrey County Hospital, this is in the UK, I guess.
Hello, UK, and your NHS trust is not so trustworthy if they can't figure this out.
They literally, without going through all the jargon here, they discovered that if cancer patients aren't dehydrated, they happen to live longer. I am not kidding you. And the last part of this story is the best.
Go for it.
Last paragraph says, hydration plays a key role in delaying the dying process. Why this is remains unknown. What?
You know what that means? Send us money. We need to research why, when we give water to cancer patients, they live longer. At least this time the UK taxpayers are on the hook. For once, it's not the U.S. taxpayers funding this. My gosh, crazy stuff. We got more outside the box, though, to go. Because Ty Bollinger's getting ready to join the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we got some constitutional carry to open up with. Also, gut and cancer. The relationship, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back. Because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.